Five ways St. Joseph can assist us. Happy Feast Day of St. Joseph, friends. On this 31st day of Lent, normally we do Lenten reflections on St. Alphonsus Liguori, but we're going to shift a little bit to talk about St. Joseph. Five ways St. Joseph can assist us. Number one, St. Joseph, protector of families.
Do you remember the time when St. Joseph was woken up in the middle of the night by an angel and was told to flee to Egypt?
Jesus' life was threatened, and so in the middle of the night, they flee. Think about this. God placed the protection of his only son in St. Joseph's care. So St. Joseph, that night, saved Jesus from death. Can you imagine? Of all the saints in heaven, St. Joseph is the only one that can say, I saved Jesus.
But he wouldn't say that.
What a privilege. So that night, St. Joseph was protecting his family from the demons of death, from the physical assaults that the soldiers wanted to do upon his son. And they left. As he was protector of the Holy Family then, he's protector of families now. Is your family under attack? Are relationships strained? Do you have financial difficulty? How's your marriage? Entrust your family to the care of St. Joseph. Number two, St. Joseph, obtainer of great favors.
St. Teresa says, I do not remember to have asked any favor from St. Joseph, which he did not grant. An account of the many graces which God has bestowed upon me, and of the dangers corporal and spiritual, from which he has delivered me through this saint, would excite wonder.
Would you like to have wonder excited in your life? St. Teresa of Avila reminds us of the powerful intercession of St. Joseph in her life, and she can't recall a time where the saint did not come through for her.
Actually, I remember of a time we were selling a house, and I know a lot of you have probably done this before, but we asked the intercession of St. Joseph, and I remember asking a bunch of friends to pray a novena with me because we were really having a hard time selling our house, and the house that we're currently in was ready for us to move into. We did that, and along we also did bury a statue of St. Joseph. I know that's a tradition that some people do. And you know what? Our house sold. It was amazing. It was just like God was not early, but he was not late.
He was right on time. Thank you, St. Joseph. Number three, St. Joseph, advancer of virtue.
St. Teresa also writes, I would wish to persuade all the world to be devoted to St. Joseph. I have never known any soul, especially devoted to him, that did not always advance in virtue. Sign me up. Well, you can't go wrong. Why would you not want to be devoted to St. Joseph if you're going to for sure advance in virtue? Well, that sounds like a bit of a no-brainer to me.
So if there's an area of your life where you're struggling with vice, entrust that area of your life to St. Joseph so he can obtain for you the opposing virtue.
Yeah, exactly. And even like he's often known as a patron of chastity because obviously him and Mary lived a chaste marriage. So I just know a lot of people who are devoted to St. Joseph for this specific intention.
Number four, St. Joseph, igniter of love. Do you remember these two disciples on the road to Emmaus? Jesus has been crucified and he's dead. And to their minds, their dreams have died with him. He's gone. And they're walking to Emmaus. Their back is towards the cross, the hope of their salvation. And a stranger appears alongside them and starts walking with them. It's Jesus, but they don't know. And after the breaking of the bread, their eyes are opened and they recognize the resurrected Christ. And this is what they say.
Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
Their hearts were burning when they heard the words of Jesus. How long did they converse with Jesus? Well, let's be generous and give them, let's say, 5 hours. And 5 hours with Jesus, they conversed and their hearts burned with love. Consider this. How many hours did St. Joseph converse with Jesus? Not 5 hours, but perhaps up to 30 years, conversing with Jesus on a daily basis. And what happened to St. Joseph? His heart was enkindled with divine love. Do you struggle with having love for Jesus? Entrust yourself to St. Joseph and he will obtain and ignite the gift of love for you. Number five, St. Joseph, victor over discouragement. The Holy Family enters Bethlehem. Mary's about to give birth, and there's no room in the inn. St. Joseph, a virtuous man, would have done everything within his power to find a place for Mary, not only to sleep, but also to give birth. And to an outside observer, it would seem that Joseph failed. because all he could find was a stable. That's how I would have felt. My wife is about to give birth and I can't find her a comfortable bed. We know St. Joseph did not get discouraged. He trusted God with his circumstance. I think right now, fatherhood is under attack, and men sometimes are really discouraged. They feel like they're failing. What can we do? We can entrust our fatherhood to St. Joseph so that we could father the way he fathered, with great virtue, heroic virtue, and to rise above discouragement, for sometimes in life, things appear like they're a failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was St. Joseph, I would have wanted a palace for my king that was about to be born, but all I got was a stable. St. Joseph can help us when we want our palaces, but all we get is stables.
And that would have changed the whole story, really. It's in God's plan.
So in closing, friends, we just don't want to talk about St. Joseph, but we want to ask his intercession. So we've created a prayer video, devotional video right up there. Pray along with us to St. Joseph and ask his intercession this day. St. Joseph,
pray for us.